In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of St. Philip Neri is an exciting life because he is a very happy saint. Joy was a very important characteristic of his life. He liked to catechize children and young people, and he played with them and didn't care about the noises as long as, he said, they didn't offend God. His life was also characterized by his great mystical gifts. He had a bigger heart than normal. That was a grace that he received from God on the eve of Pentecost in the year 1544. On that occasion, some of his ribs were broken to allow a bigger heart. For this reason, all his life he suffered from palpitations and tremors produced by the love for God that he felt in his great heart and that made him always have his shirt unbuttoned because he could not resist the heat that he felt inside, even in the coldest winter. All the popes loved and considered him in everything. Several wanted to make him a cardinal, but St. Philip Neri did not accept. Our saint is considered the apostle and patron of Rome. With his apostolate, many were converted to a life of piety and left their bad habits. It was a providence of God that he lived in those times of the 16th century, when the cardinals lived in luxury, the priests did not celebrate Mass every day, and the people in general were far from the faith. But with his apostolate with the youth, with the sick, and with the people in general, our saint managed to raise the faith of the Romans. When he organized the visit of the seven churches, several thousand men attended, especially on days of feasts. May his life be an example for us and encourage us on the path of holiness. St. Philip Neri was born on July 21, 1515 in Florence and was named after his grandfather, Filippo or Philip. He was baptized in the Church of San Juan in the same city, probably the day after his birth. His mother died when he was 5 years old, and his father remarried a woman named Alejandra. His father died in 1558 at the age of 82. He died poor from spending a lot of money on alchemy books. St. Philip Neri never gave his parents problems, and with all of them, he was happy and peaceful. Since he was little, he was very pious and used to go to churches, especially to the Church San Marco in Florence, where the convent of the Dominican Fathers was located. At the age of 15 or 16 years old, our saint became ill with a high fever. He endured his illness with great patience and strength, trying to hide it until a sister of his stepmother noticed him and gave him the remedy with which he was cured. One day, the eve of Pentecost, in the catacombs of San Sebastiano, in the year 1544, he received the miracle of the heart. His heart grew and some of his ribs broke. He prayed to the Holy Spirit, whom he was very devoted to. As our saint prayed to the Holy Spirit, a balloon of fire appeared and entered his chest through his mouth, where he felt a great fire of love. Not being able to bear it, he threw himself on the ground as if seeking to cool that fire that he felt. Then he got up and was filled with an unusual joy, and immediately his whole body began to tremble. Putting his hand on his chest, he realized that there was something like a tumor, like a big fist, although he felt no pain. Where this tumor came from, or whatever it was, manifested itself in his death. After his death, two broken ribs were found, raised and separated. During the 50 years that St. Philip Neri lived, these two ribs were not united or returned to their place. From that moment, the great palpitations of the heart began that lasted all his life. That happened to him when he prayed, celebrated Mass, gave absolution, took communion, or spoke about things of God. Sometimes when St. Philip Neri was in bed, his body would jump in the air. When one of his spiritual children brought his head to our saint's chest, he could feel the palpitations of his heart so strong that he felt it in his head as if they were hitting our saint with a hammer, thus receiving a great comfort and spiritual contentment. St. Philip Neri felt such great heat throughout his body that in the worst cold of winter, even in his old age, he needed to open the windows, cool down his bed, air the sheets, and give himself air to calm the burning our saint felt. And in the middle of winter, St. Philip Neri used to unbutton the chest part of his shirt to let air in. Sometimes our saint needed to moisten his mouth and throat with cold water because they were dry and burned by so much internal fire. Cardinal Crescenzio and his brother Jacopo Crescenzi affirmed that sometimes, touching his hands, they withdrew theirs, because they could not bear the intense heat they felt in Philip's hands, who seemed to be burning with a fever. Pompeo Pateri declares, "It was so much the fire of God's love in St. Philip Neri that when he spoke of God and when he was praying anywhere, he trembled, not only the chair where he was sitting, but also the bed where he was leaning or lying. This also happened to him every time he gave absolution and he laid his hands on the penitents. The same thing happened when our saint prayed for the sick. He often cried out of such joy and love for God. When St. Philip Neri heard the divine offices sung, he was so glad that his heart melted so that he wept with joy. While in the choir of the Dominican friars, several times he was seen with his clothes bathed in tears, both attending compline and matins. Some doctors gave him some medicines for our saint's palpitations, and St. Philip Neri said, as a mockery, 'I pray to God that he will give you intelligence so that you can understand my illness,' not wanting to reveal openly that his illness was not natural, but caused by the love of God. That is why our saint used to say sometimes, 'I am hurt by the love.'" As in the lives of many other saints, the devil was present in his activities with God's permission to annoy him and try to separate him from the service of God and of others. Let's look at some examples. Antonio Galonio says that he heard Mr. Vicente de Fabriano say that while St. Philip Neri was in Termini, Rome, he saw a demon in the form of a young man, and looking at it carefully, he saw that his face changed, looking like a young man or an old man. And knowing who he was, St. Philip Neri ordered him from God to leave, and the demon disappeared, leaving a very ugly smell. And he adds, "About 10 years ago, while I was with the saint in church, he saw a boy who had a handkerchief in his mouth and was making fun of St. Philip Neri. Our saint called him and then asked me if I had seen him. I said yes, and our saint said that he was the devil who had come to church either to make someone fall into sin or because some great sinner had entered there. I have also heard some noises at night in the rooms. It seems that they were demons to disturb the rest. Sometimes St. Philip Neri called me and asked me to see who was in the room above his, but no one was to be seen." Father Germanico Fedeli clarifies, "The demon appeared to St. Philip Neri many times, and once I heard our saint say that after having freed a demon-possessed person, the demon appeared to our saint at night and left so much bad smell that he had to endure it for a long time. This happened while Father Germanico lived in San Geronimo, which may be 15 or 16 years before he died." Ettore Modio says, "St. Philip Neri was assaulted many times by demons, who appeared to him in horrible ways to scare him, and our saint, mocking and ignoring him, emerged victorious. Once, visiting the seven churches at night, many demons appeared to him in ugly forms in the streets, wanting to block his way, but he continued on his way. St. Philip Neri had a special power against demons, and they were afraid of him and fled from him." Father Germanico says, "At the beginning of the pontificate of Pope Gregory XIII, while I was with other priests in San Giovanni Battista dei Fiorentini, a young demon-possessed woman from Aversa came to Rome with her mother and a brother, who was a soldier on horseback of the King of Spain, to free her. They begged St. Philip Neri, and every day, in a room in the house where we lived, our saint exorcised her in the presence of her mother, her brother, and some other priests. I intervened a few times. The demon-possessed woman gave many signs of being demonized, because she spoke in Latin and understood those who spoke it, despite not knowing how to read. When St. Philip Neri exorcised her, the demon-possessed woman would get up on her feet, and four people could not make her sit down and make her stay still. So much was the agitation of the evil spirit that was in her body. Once our St. Philip Neri gave her a few pokes with discipline, and the evil spirit in her said, 'Go ahead, hurt her.' After many exorcisms and prayers, the woman was freed from the evil spirit. St. Philip Neri told the mother and brother to return to their home, that she was already well. From Aversa, the brother of the woman wrote a letter in which he thanked our saint for the grace received because his sister was totally free." I know that St. Philip Neri had a special grace to distinguish people who were demon-possessed from those who were not. I remember that one day I heard him say that a parent called him to see his daughter because she behaved as one possessed by a demon, so that our saint could exorcise her. St. Philip Neri went to see her and immediately knew that this was not a case of a demon possession. And he said to her father, "Marry your daughter because she is not demonized." And so he did, marrying his daughter off shortly after. All the behavior stopped that she did before getting married. Lucrezia Cotta stated, 2 years before St. Philip Neri died, an obvious miracle happened. I had suffered some 8 years of demonic activity due to a curse that had been done to me after having been married for 2.5 years to Achille Marcelli, with whom she had 2 children, a boy and a girl. To discover that it was a curse, I vomited the curse in the Church of the Holy Spirit in the presence of 4 Capuchin priests. Before throwing up the evil things, the 4 priests prayed and did exorcisms on me to free me from the evil spirits, but the evil spirits didn't leave for 6 years. What I vomited was an apple larger than an egg, red, and a bundle of hair and a long bone, like a finger surrounded by hair, between which there were twisted pins. When I went to confession to St. Philip Neri, I had suffered from the oppression of the demons for 7 or 8 years. The woman who did the curse on me was taken by the Holy Office, and I know that she died about 2 years ago, and that she confessed everything, like when she did the curse, in what place she did it, with what, and for how long she did it. And this I learned from Judge Girolamo Berco, who examined the woman. Despite having vomited the curse, the demons did not leave me and hurt my heart and eyes. Many times I thought I was at the end of my life because the beat of my heart was so much that sometimes 2 people pressed my chest to keep me calm. On the other hand, my eyes were twisted and I could hardly see. To see a little, I had to close 1 eye. I could hardly eat and therefore could not stand up and needed help to walk. After those 8 years, I began to confess through the Sacrament of Penance to St. Philip Neri, who, having compassion on me, told me to come on a certain day, which was Friday. St. Philip Neri told me, "Go to the chapel of the Visitation of the Virgin." And then the saint told me to kneel down. Then St. Philip Neri put 1 hand on my heart and the other hand on my eyes and prayed. I felt that his hand was shaking as well as his whole person. The prayer lasted for 30 minutes. Then the wife of Count Prospero de Genja arrived and said to St. Philip Neri, "What foul smell is this?" And St. Philip Neri said, "I have expelled a demon that tormented her heart." Our saint went to the sacristy to wash his hand that smelled a lot. The smell was terrible. It seemed like a hellish smell. I heard that despite having washed his hand many times, the smell stayed with him for about 8 days. I, on the other hand, felt it for many weeks. And since that day, I had no heart problems. But I was not freed from the evil of the eyes, and some days later, when I went to confession to St. Philip Neri, our saint put his hands on my eyes, praying and shaking a lot. I was left as blind, but St. Philip Neri told me not to fear, that it would not remain that way, and after praying for 1 hour, I began to see very well, and my eyes returned to their place, and to this day, I continue to see very well. And I have always had this as a miracle of St. Philip Neri. Marcello Ferro recounts, "St. Philip Neri spent all day praying the divine office, celebrating mass and converting souls, not only with preaching in the oratory, but also searching for souls in the streets. Thus, our saint managed to convert many souls to the knowledge of God and to the pious life. It was an extraordinary thing to see our saint speak to sinners every day. I will name the conversion of Father Francesco Maria Taruggi, who later became a cardinal and at first led a very disorderly life, about Mr. Giovanni Battista Salviati, Constanzo Tassoni, Marco Antoni Corticella, who our saint had someone call the bank where he worked, and others. There was hardly a day that a new person did not come into our saint's hands. Mr. Tiberio Astali says, "St. Philip Neri's charity was very great and very zealous for the salvation of souls, always trying to help others. I have seen him in the middle of winter, being in church all morning, enduring the great cold, despite the fact that we asked him not to be in the church so cold and humid. And when he was sick with a fever, he still wanted to confess, and many times St. Philip Neri has heard my confession in that state. He was a great fisher of souls. He tried to attract young people in different ways and asked us to be patient with his imperfections. He provided ball games, shuffleboard, and other games for them to entertain themselves. And our saint gave everyone a preaching at any time of the day, and none left disconsolate. He did the same with the nobles as with the poor people. Our saint would go to look for many people at their houses, especially when they had some tribulation or illness. And with all of them, our saint used a lot of charity. Marco Antonio Vitelleschi comments that one day, the youth made a lot of noise and all talked together in a room close to St. Philip Neri's room. I said to our saint, "How can you take so much noise?" And he replied, "I would bear these young men, even if they cut wood on top of me, and not only with this noise, as long as I keep them away from the sins of the flesh." And about those our saint converted, he sent many to various congregations. Hundreds of people were sent to the Capuchins, the Dominicans of the Minerva, the Theatines, the Jesuits, and other congregations, of which all Rome can attest. On the conversion of Jews, Father Germanico Fedeli states, "In the time of Pope Gregory XIII, our St. Philip Neri was concerned about the conversion of Gregorio Buoncompagno and Ugo, his father, and their mother Scholastica, who were baptized and remained Christians. I was present at their baptism. In the time of Pope Clement VIII, our St. Philip Neri achieved the conversion of Agostino and his brothers Buoncompagno, relatives of the aforementioned Ugo. Those who at first were obstinate, but taken to the church to our saint, were converted and baptized by the Pope himself in San Juan de Letran with the presence of some cardinals. I was also present and had the task of taking them to the church and from the church to their homes, baptized and confirmed. They all lead a Christian life, setting a good example." It was publicly known in Rome that through confession, St. Philip Neri led many sinners to the Lord's way. Many of them, when they were about to die, said, "Blessed be the day and the hour when I met St. Philip Neri." Others, amazed by so many conversions, said, "St. Philip Neri attracts souls like a magnet to iron, and when one goes to confession with him, it seems that one needs to come back again." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.